Hi, this is Desiree.
Love Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me today on my Blog Talk Radio show. Today, what we're going to be talking about, we're going to talk about Facebook Store, and we're going to talk about Google Ads. And so I'll start off talking about the Facebook Store. Okay, so within Facebook, you have the ability to have your personal page, but you also have the ability to have a page for your business. And so I have a Rich and Rich Home Opportunities and a Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs Facebook page. And once you get a certain amount of likes, you can actually customize the domain. For instance, my domain for Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs is actually www.facebook.com/entrepreneurs now. And so it just gives a little bit more branding to Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, which any business, that's what you're looking for. And so when I created that, you have to wait for a certain amount of likes before you're able to customize the domain. But you can go ahead and set up your Facebook page that's your business page and, put your postings in there, any pictures of your business you can add in there, the personal look that you want for your business. The great thing about it is that you're able to promote or boost particular posts that you are actually doing on Facebook. And that helps you with gaining more customers and getting more exposure to your page as you are getting the amount of likes so you can customize your domain. Now, if you're not worried about customizing your domain at this point because you won't have enough likes, don't not actually work on your Facebook page. Continue to work on it. Continue to post, continue to build your business. Make sure that you try to get involved with other groups so that you can network as well, and that will help to boost. And, when you write a post for anything, even if you're doing Facebook or if you're doing a blog, make sure that if you're visiting a page, leave a comment that really is professional and it shows that you actually read what they were talking about. You have some good insight. Those are the kind of reviews. Those are the kind of comments that businesses would like. We don't like the spam because we just delete it and it messes up our page. So, you can always leave a link. I think that that's appropriate as long as you're writing something professional and you're giving something back to that group or to that blog. And so what I did with Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs, within Facebook, you have the ability to have a store. And so I went ahead and started and launched my store in Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs. And I really like it. I like it a lot. I'm an affiliate marketer. Most of you know me as you've been listening to the show over the years that I'm an affiliate marketer and I do direct sales. And so those are the products that I always promote. I only promote the products that, I myself would use and that I have some experience with so that when I blog, I'm able to actually talk about the product. And the way that I do it, and I use ShareASale as one of my affiliate merchant accounts. I also use Commission Junction for merchant accounts. And then I started recently doing biglink.com, and I will put this all in my blog so you'll have the information. So if for my listeners that weren't able to get to the live show, you can always listen to the show later because it's recorded, or you can go to the blog on Rich and Rich Opportunities.com and you can actually read the blog and the information is there. And so I have those three markets that I utilize to actually get merchants allow me to promote, market, and advertise their products. And that's a very powerful thing because then with your Facebook store, you're able to use the products that you are promoting, because you will get a link, your affiliate link. It will link back to the page that you are marketing for. And for me, I tend to do a lot of the, I like fashion a lot, and then I also like the business aspects. And so I do a little bit of both, and I try to tailor it so it all comes back to Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, because the whole point of the marketing and advertising is so that Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, we get merchants that don't mind allowing us to market and advertise their products and to do it the way that we need to do it, with disclosure that we are affiliate marketers, and that if you click on a link and you purchase something, then that affiliate marketer will get a commission for that sale. And that's a good thing, because when you go into a store and you have a salesperson that comes up and they give you the help and they get you to the item that you actually want or something that you're interested in, then that salesperson feels good. That salesperson will get a commission. So affiliate marketing is the same thing. We are finding products that maybe you aren't able to find, or, you know, pointing you to something that's new that's come out that maybe you'd be interested in, and then we get compensated for it. And so that's the thing that I am doing with my Facebook store right now at Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs. So the store is there. I have my affiliates that my merchants that I'm using within the store. And my merchants currently, I have Stella and Dot. I have Reebok. I have Coach. I have Style Wee. And I have Sense of Style. And so I utilize all of those. And I also have Apple as well, and some of their products, the music and things of that nature. So you'll learn how to tailor it to meet your needs. And so that's what's within my store that I have. And so the thing that I did, once I created the store, Facebook has the ability to do ads. And so I did an ad to promote my store and to get people to take a look at it. And so just from doing that, you know, I got more customers and more, you know, email contacts with people interested in finding out more information and being a part of Rich and Rich Home Opportunities.com. So that it's a very powerful thing. And then I also utilize Google Ads, because as I'm marketing for my merchants, I want to get the best exposure for them that I can. And so what I do is I utilize Google Ads to draw more people to Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, to our website. And so we have our merchants that are located on our website, and so that gets them more exposure. So they're getting exposure by the blog that I have, they're getting exposure by the website, they're getting exposure by Facebook, and they're getting exposure from Google Ads. They're getting exposure by me just talking to you right now on Blog Talk Radio. And so it's very important to make sure that you're doing the things that your merchants will need for you to be doing. The Facebook store, it's very easy to set it up and to get your products. I am available, as I always have told individuals, if you go to richandrichhomeopportunities.com, our business number is listed there, so you can always call. If we're not able to answer, leave a message. And I use Google for that as well, and so I have the Google voicemail, and so it will transcribe so that I'll be able to read what you, the question that you have or any comments that you have. I also encourage you to look for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities on Google, because we are on Google. We have our business page there. We would love to hear reviews especially from our listeners that actually listen to the show and kind of say, you know, how you feel about the business page that, you know, I've set up there. And everything is always, for me, a work in progress, because you can continue to build on your website as you get more merchants that are seeing, you know, what you are doing, how you are advertising for them. And one of the things I've always told my listeners, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, we do a lot of the online promoting, but we also do offline with our business cards. And so our blog is on there. Our Facebook page is on, you know, the business card. And so when we give out the business cards, that's another way to draw customers and to grow our business, which that's what we would like to do. And I was very happy to have one of my customers who visited the Google business page wanting to actually help with the business and do help with some promotion. And so that those type of things and that type of networking, it really helps because there's many avenues you can utilize for promoting your product. And that's what we really want to make sure that we are doing is that we are promoting the product and we bring you something that you really will enjoy. I've always told individuals you need to be blogging every day. You start a blog talk radio show. As I've, you know, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, we're here to help. I don't mind helping. I am the CEO of it. The company, and you know, I welcome individuals that are interested in either starting, you know, their actual Facebook page or your actual blog, any of those things we're willing to help out with through our business, and because that's what we do. We're a marketing and advertising business. So what I would like to just end this session with is the fact that, you know, a Facebook store is very, it's very easy to set up. A Facebook page, if you don't have a page, one of the things I do with my offline marketing is I use VistaPrint. If you go to VistaPrint, you're actually able to pay for them to set up a Facebook page for you. Of course, you know, that's something that you have to pay into monthly, but the business, the page is very professional looking. So if you feel like you don't have that creativity, you can always go to VistaPrint.com. Go to VistaPrint.com and let them know. So with that, I will say, you guys, enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. Happy 4th of July. Be safe out there, and I will see you guys or talk to you guys the next time on our next Blog Talk Radio show.